Welcome to the Order of Time. Today, I would like to talk to you about intelligence. Intelligence is the ability to discriminate, to set things apart, to distinguish between this and that, between matter and spirit, between soul and principle. Between this and that in general. So, intelligence is an important thing for human beings because when we are intelligent, we can be successful in society. But we have different opinions about intelligence. There are different types of intelligence, and this is important because sometimes we feel arrogant about our own intelligence and look down upon others who would be less intelligent in our individual field of interest. This can happen at the same time when other people think the same thing of you. You can be sharing this thought. And if we share the thought of disdain, of thinking lower of other people, thinking that others are stupid and we are intelligent, then that is a problem. We shouldn't share the notion of each other being stupid. We rather should share the notion of each other being intelligent. But there is a difference of intelligence between the one and the other. So it is important to find this respect, this mutual respect for each other's intelligence, to have a good society of people with different talents, together making for a good society, a good planet, and a good world order. This world culture depends on our ability to distinguish between these different intelligences. Intelligences, that's the word, isn't it? So, how about this intelligence? Because it's very essential for world peace and order and happy people in a society who are not frustrated of not covering a certain talent. In that context, it is important to distinguish between the different forms of intelligence. So how about these different forms of intelligence? In philognosy, the love of knowledge that we present at this site, relating to the order of time, we speak of three basic forms of intelligence. That is the intelligence for yourself, the inner intelligence, the intelligence of how to use your brain and to keep your equilibrium in that. That's the first intelligence. The second intelligence is the intelligence of the outer world, how to deal with the outer world. And then there's a third type of intelligence, which is the integrative intelligence or the divine intelligence or the intelligence of epistemology, how we deal with logic in general and how we think about causality. This integrative intelligence or philognostic intelligence is pretty abstract. So let's keep that for later. Let's first discuss these first two fields of intelligence, these first two types of intelligence. We have this external intelligence and this internal intelligence. Before we discussed the four fields of action in the outer world, these are the fields of the external intelligence. As such, we have a material intelligence, an intelligence to deal with the world, an intelligence to deal with material things. That is the intelligence of we find often tested in intelligence tests, which try to determine whether we are suitable for certain positions in society, where we are supposed to accomplish things, to work things, to control things. This is material intelligence. This is the intelligence of entrepreneurs, of businessmen, of people good in mathematics and dealing with money. So this is material intelligence. This is just one of the four fields of the external type of intelligence. Many people feel frustrated because not everybody is specialized in this. Only a quarter of the population maybe is very apt in this, while the rest is not so suitable. You have different types of intelligence. So there's also a kind of moral intelligence or religious intelligence, which can be very individual, which is sometimes called the intelligence. And it is a pretty the intelligence you have for yourself as a private person, and which we also call the fundamental or religious intelligence. So how to have such a set of norms and standards that you are integrated and a well adapted person from your private situation, from your individual position. But to the religion, there is a second intelligence, which is more the intelligence of unification, of how much you are capable of associating with other people in a certain association, in a certain club, which is not really a religious organization, but it can also be a sports club, as we have discussed. So that is what we call the spiritual intelligence. So there's the spiritual intelligence of a certain enlightenment, and there's the religious intelligence of a certain liberation. And so the spiritual intelligence we call enlightened, and the religious intelligence we call liberated. So let's set things clearly apart. But there's a fourth intelligence, which is also a social intelligence, but it's not necessarily religious. It is not so much to the abstract of norms and standards, but it's more to the concrete of being present in the social sphere. This is a separate intelligence. This is the intelligence of having friends, of finding your way during holidays, of having a good time together, of living the lust of life in such a manner that you are healthy, you keep together. This is the concrete social intelligence in which we regulate our lusts. We have a certain lust for eating, for celebrating, for getting together, appreciating performances. This is the intelligence of the social concrete department, the ego intelligence. We call it also the ego. So you have an ego intelligence, a material intelligence, a spiritual intelligence, and a material abstract intelligence, which we call the religious intelligence. So these are the four types of intelligence in the outer fields. And this is just the outer intelligence. There's also an inner intelligence, which is also divided in different fields of interest. These fields of interest are associated with the different areas of our brain. As you know, we have a three-dimensional brain. It's not flat. It's not. It has three dimensions. And three dimensions make six opposites. And these six opposites, they form the different areas of the brain, which each for themselves cover a separate intelligence. So, as we know, there is an emotional intelligence and a cortical mental intelligence, or an abstract intelligence. And these are two different types of intelligence. So you can be intelligent as a professor, but still be poor in your emotional control. And this emotional control has the capacity to break through your rational system of control and break it. And when it breaks through that control, it is necessary that you rebuild that cognitive matter. And so, breaking it down and rebuilding it, you can be very handy in this rational approach of the gray cells of the upper part of the brain, relating to the emotional centers, in the lower brain, who represent a certain relationship, a certain feeling for life. This is also discriminated in different types of feelings and relating to each other. It is called rasas in devotional service, or mellows, but we'll discuss that sometime later. So this is one dimension of the internal field of intelligence. There's two more dimensions, and that's the dimension of the front and the back of the brain, which we call the personal intelligence of initiative, the intelligence of the active senses, the senses of action, and we have the intelligence of reception, intelligence of perception, the way we perceive and see the world and listen. Is an intelligence for itself. So you can, for instance, be a very handy speaker and personality in society, but you can be very poor in listening and perceiving things, because these are different fields of intelligence. So this is an extra dimension. So we have the emotional intelligence, the cortical intelligence, the intelligence of initiative and of action, and the intelligence of perception. So these are four intelligences at the internal side, with two extra forms of intelligence, which is called the lateral intelligence, located at the temporal lobes, which are the different hemispheres of the brain, in fact, because it's not just the temporal, but the entire brain, which is concerned with the spatial capacities, which is pretty masculine. And men are usually better in spatial matters, also called a parallel intelligence. And there's the verbal intelligence, the intelligence to deal with words and things of a logical sequence. And this is typically for women. Women are better in ordering things in language. For evolutionary, they had to educate children and specialized in this concrete verbal intelligence, while men specialized in securing the territory and an income, the sustenance. So these are two more forms of intelligence. So we have six forms of internal intelligence divided over these different dimensions. And we have four types of intelligence divided over the different fields of action in the outer world. So these intelligences show that it's a complex matter to respect each other, because people have different talents in different fields of intelligence. So, what counts in phylogenesy is the ability to cope with all these forms of intelligence relating to the order of time. Because if we want to be a well-integrated person, we need to develop our interests in all these fields of intelligence. And this, it can be so then that as a generalist, as a well-integrated person, that you're not that good in any special field. You're developed as a generalist, covering different types of talents, so you have good general intelligence, while the specific intelligence might be low developed. So it can be so that in an intelligence test, interested in achievements, that one has a low score. Or a mean score, an average score, about 100 or 110. But that doesn't mean that one is stupid. Stupidity and intelligence in phylogenesy we see different. It's not just simply the ability to accomplish something, to do something, but it is also the ability to be receptive to the integrity of it all. And which you could also call the ideal of intelligence. So the ability to appreciate and live up to the original integrity of all intelligence, which is also sometimes called the Lord or the prophet or the seer or the wise. This intelligence is a different intelligence. It is not necessarily a personal intelligence. In philognosy, we say it's the integrity of this entire field of epistemology, in which we deal with different types of logic concerning the integrity of the internal and the external fields of intelligence. So we have these different types of logic, and we are considered intelligent if we are able to understand every different type of logic concerning the integrity of the internal and the external fields. These different types of logic, they are associated with four types of causality and three disciplines. So if we combine the three disciplines of philognosy, which are the disciplines of the facts, the principles, and the person, if you combine these disciplines with the types of causality there are, because the types of causality we didn't discuss before, so I have to explain this first. These types of causality are determining the logic that we have together with this discipline. So it is important to discuss these different forms of causality. Causality is concerned with the cause of our reasoning. We have a point of departure when we reason, and this is the discipline we reason from. But the causality is determined by that at which we are directed. And we are heading for a certain goal, and this goal of logic, this endpoint of our logic, is the causal of our logic. This is our motive of action. It spurs us into this walk of the mind from one point to another. So departing from a certain discipline, we head for a certain purpose. These are four causes. These causes are associated with the internal fields of initiative and reception. So for the part of initiative, we have the cause of the person itself and the cause of time, which is the doer, which is sets everything in motion. So there's the integrity of, and this is the active side of the internal intelligence. The active intelligence is disconcerned with the person and the time, and these are called substantive and constructive. There's two more forms of causality which are concerned with the internal aspect of receptive intelligence, and this concerns the two types of causality concerning the norm and the form. To the norm, we have a certain nature to which we answer. And do we have a certain form which we respect, which we maintain? This is pretty physical, for instance. And to the norm, we have a certain nature, our own inner self, which we have to meditate. So, and for which we also sleep. So these are four types of causality, which we call the formative cause, the normative cause, the substantive cause, and the constructive cause, because there's these four derived from the internal fields concerning initiative and reception. So if we combine the different disciplines of the principle, the fact and the person with these different causes, we get these different forms of logic. These different forms of logic describe the complete of our integrative intelligence. We, as an integration of philognosy, of loving the knowledge, know of these different types of logic, which we derive from the reasoning from a certain discipline, which we call enlightened logic, and liberated logic, and positive logic. Depending on the causality, we then arrive at these six different visions that we have discussed before of philognosy, which are known as the darshanas in Sanskrit, but which we describe depending the discipline and the cause we reason from as a certain type of logic. So we can have enlightened constructive logic. We can have positive substantive logic, or we can have normative substantive logic, and more such combinations. And so we have combining these different disciplines and causes, seven active forms of logic. In total, we discriminate 12 forms of logic, of which there are five meditative. To each discipline for itself is a type of logic, and to the constructive or emancipatory intelligence, and the intelligence of developing everything at the same time, there are also two types of logic, which are prospective and retrospective, which look into the future and look back. But these five extra forms of intelligence are not really the logic that we accept as logic, because it's meditative, it's directed for itself, it is not really valid for the external world, in which we reason from a certain discipline towards a certain discipline, from depending a certain certain causality. So this is the complete complexity of our intelligence. So this is very important, and it's also very intricate. It's very difficult to have this in as one vision in your mind, and it's for me at the present also not possible to tell you the complete integrity, all these subtleties of different types of logic. But it's very important that we distinguish these different types of logic, because that makes us loving. And from this we understand that we have different opinions, different types of people with different talents, covering different types of intelligence, in different fields of actions, with different agendas and calendars to cope with a balanced lifestyle. So this is what I wanted to tell you today about intelligence in relating to the order of time. I thank you for your intelligence and attention. Okay, goodbye.